everyone, and welcome back to the Women Offshore podcast. If you haven't visited our website lately at womenoffshore.org, then you may not know that our career day is coming up. This is a day to learn about the job application process, prepare for interviews, get to know companies, and it's going to be great this year, just like it was last year. So this will be a virtual event coming up on Friday, May 6th. More details will be available on our website and on our social media, as well as our newsletter. So stay tuned. This is also a free event, so we want to make it easy and accessible for you to gain the information you need for the next part of your career. Today on the podcast, we are going to hear from a woman who's had a dream, an ocean's dream, to have her own tall ship and share her love of the ocean, all for cultivating strong relationships with nature, community, and self. This is the Women Offshore Podcast. I'm your host, Ali Cedeno, a mariner and founder of Women Offshore. Women Offshore is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting a diverse workforce on the water. The Women Offshore podcast is a part of the Oil and Gas Global Network, the world's leading oil and gas podcast network. Head on over to OGGN.com to listen to all the great energy podcasts. Thanks, OGGN, for being a huge supporter of Women Offshore. Have you ever had a vision for something, something that you know in your bones is just what you have to do? It's the next part of your journey. That's what Women Offshore was like for me, where when I thought about the idea about having a place online that I could connect with women on, I knew I had to do it and got started right away. Several women in our community have amazing ideas, and I love learning from them and hearing about how they're going to change the maritime industry. One woman you were going to meet, her name is Captain Megan Fry, and she is the founder of Ocean's Dream. Megan has spent the last 10 years at sea, sailing traditionally rigged vessels all over the world. Her love for foreign cultures and sailing has led Megan to pursue her dream of connecting people from around the world to explore and understand that we all have important lessons to teach one another in order to create a strong environment that supports all life. When asked why Megan chose sailing as her life and career, she responded, "Going to sea gives me a sense of freedom and expansion that speaks to me and speaks to my core." I love hearing about what speaks to someone's core, what speaks to your soul, gets you excited. Here to share her story, why she founded Ocean's Dream, and what they're up to right now, is Captain Megan Fry. Welcome, Captain Fry, to the Women Offshore podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. I'm excited to learn about what you're doing. And, you know, it sounds like it's a lot. So let's get started. Talk about your organization and what you've been up to.
So Ocean's Dream was a dream about 10 or so years ago that has manifested into something more concrete. And right now we're in the beginning of creating a program and a solid foundation so that we have a base to move forward and we can get people out on the water. We've got people around the world collaborating with us to find the right vessel, the right kinds of programs we would like to have on board, and it's a big endeavor.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yes, yeah. We want to take steps slowly so that this does become something strong and not just something that started off strong but fizzles out. The whole point of this is to help bring people to nature and reconnect them with who they are. That's the gist of what Ocean's Dream wants to do. And that's what our focus is.
Like, was there a pivotal moment that pushed you all to decide that you needed to do this? Did this come out of any sort of inspiration? Do you remember what that was like as an organization, or you yourself saying, we need to do this?
Yeah. Yeah. So over the last decade, I've been working on different maritime vessels all over the world, mostly sailboat square riggers. So I was out in the Caribbean over a year ago, down in the Gulf of Mexico on a brigantine 134-foot vessel. It was my watch. I was the mate on watch. And the winds picked up. And as they do in that part of the world, they come in quickly and they leave quickly. So we had some fairly large gusts of wind, 40, 45 knots, and the wind was shifting all over the compass. So it left a very sloppy sea state, and some of the sails out forward, out the bowsprit, were still up, and they were just being shredded. So myself and one other shipmate went forward. The captain took over the deck and relieved me from my duties, and I went forward with this other shipmate, and we clipped on, we laid out onto the head rig, so now we're standing in this big net, and we're trying to get this sail down. And I just remember thinking, wow, my feet are nice and warm now. my waist is warm. And, and now we're underwater.
Wow. So, yeah. So
we were being dunked. And this bowsprit's at least 40 feet, maybe more, off the sea surface. So we were clipped in, and luckily our gravity was with us, so we were being pushed in the right direction. But my shipmate remembered seeing bioluminescence, and the adrenaline was quite high. So I'm making light of this now, but that moment was another reminder that life is short, and what am I meant to do on this planet? And it's, that ignited my dream, putting it into action. So yeah. That was over a year ago, and the organization was recognized as a nonprofit in August of this year. So
great. Congratulations.
Cheers.
Yeah, that's huge. You've come a long way in creating this organization, and thank you for sharing that sea story. That sounds like a very pivotal moment in your career where you realized you needed to do something more. And so to you, like, why is it important to have this vessel? I mean, you talked about it a little bit earlier, talking about the importance of connecting with nature, but can you go into that more?
Yeah. I have seen time and time again how the students that I've been able to work with over a decade, how they are truly changed for the better when they have time, quiet time, time away from their normal routine in an inclusive environment where they are expected and can demonstrate high levels of responsibility and working together. It challenges them in a way that I think is extremely empowering. And by being in a setting out on the water when everything is stripped down to the very bare necessities, you realize very quickly we are all in this together, and that nature is number one.
Yeah.
So, that is something I've seen multiple times, and these students walk away from this experience changed.
What kind of impact do you think it will have for the larger maritime industry?
My little short moment in the maritime industry has shown me that there is a hierarchy in place, and there is a need for that. However, I also see the benefit in being able to get a group of people together and work together and making sound decisions. And that can be applied on land just as much as it can be on sea. So in terms of the maritime industry, providing a space for these young people who truly are our future to be given that opportunity to show their strengths and weaknesses and show that it's okay to not have all the answers. And we always say that, you know, when we're out at sea, when we leave the dock, whatever we have forgotten, we've forgot, you know, it's gone. We've got only what we have on that boat. And that includes every single human being, as well as the water and all of our resources and food and materials to fix things. It produces a strong leaders. It can produce extremely strong leaders, and these people will continue to make the decisions that affect not only our maritime industry but the world. So if we can bring young folks out onto the water for a few weeks out of their lifetime to show them that they have this power and to do good things with it, then I've done my job.
Yeah, absolutely. And you'll really be planting a seed that you get to see grow within them, right? This love of being on the water, and from there they can go through all sorts of paths in the industry. But this is a really great starting point, I think. And I'm excited. I want to sign up and join your vessel. So how can people find out more and help with your mission? Maybe they can donate or be a part of the project.
You can check out our website at www.oceansdream.org, and you can sign up for our newsletter. You can check us out on Instagram at oceansdream.org, and look for us out on the ocean. Right now we are fundraising and figuring out which vessel will fit the program we want to have, and just spread the word. Truly, word of mouth is very powerful. That is also, I think, number one. Just talk about Ocean's Dream, talk about these groups of people that want to help young folks figure out who they are and what their path is, and that we are all connected to nature.
Great. Thanks so much, Megan. We'll put links to the website and the social media that you referenced and put that in the show notes. So thank you for coming on the show. I hope some people reach out to you and want to be a part of fulfilling your dream and support your mission. So thank you for what you're doing for the industry. And yeah, I wish you the best of luck.
Yeah, likewise. Likewise. Thank you for your time.
Thanks for tuning in to the Women Offshore Podcast. What did you think of the show? Leave a rating and review in Apple Podcasts. Additionally, if you want to propel Women Offshore forward, please visit womenoffshore.org or womenoffshore.shop. Make a donation or purchase some swag. Until next time, stay safe out there, and I'll talk to you soon.